ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ वी आर् आल्मोस्ट् आन् दि लास्ट् लेग् ఆఫ్ ది కఠ ఉపనిషత్ బై ది గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ ది డివైన్ మదర్ ఇన్ అవర్ లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ డెల్ట్ విత్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ మంత్ర విచ్ అక్కర్స్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ అదర్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ ఇన్ ది ముండక ఉపనిషత్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది 16th మంత్ర ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది కఠ ఉపనిషత్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇస్ టెల్లింగ్ యదా సర్వే ప్రభిద్యంతే హృదయస్యేహ గ్రంథయః అథ మర్త్యో అమృతో భవతి ఏతావద్ అనుశాసనం యమధర్మరాజ ఇస్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ హెస్ కమ్ టు ఎన్ ఎండ్ హీఈస్ ఇండికేటింగ్ ఓ నచికేత ఐ హ్యావ్ టాట్ యూ అబౌట్ ది ఆత్మన్ అండ్ అబౌట్ ది డిసిప్లిన్స్ హౌ టు అటైన్ దట్ ఆత్మన్ అండ్ ది గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మన్ అండ్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ వాట్ వుడ్ బి ది రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మజ్ఞాన బ్రహ్మజ్ఞాన సో హీఈస్ టెల్లింగ్ హియర్ వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ కమ్స్ టు నో హూ హీఈస్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ సర్వే ఇహ హృదయస్థ సర్వే గ్రంథయ యదా ప్రభిధ్యంతే వెన్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ అక్కర్స్ ఎట్ దట్ టైమ్ ఆల్ ది నాట్స్ ఆఫ్ అవిద్య దట్ వర్ completely occupying the unconscious part of the mind, deep unconscious part of the mind for millions of births. All of them at one stroke, pravidyante, they are cut out completely, destroyed, obliterated, cremated. What happens? Atha martyah amrutah bhavati. This martya, human being, or a being who thinks he is mortal. Really speaking, there is no mortality, each soul is potentially divine. But whether we are potentially divine or we do not know whether we are potentially divine, the result is the same. Just as a man or a prince who is sleeping on his royal bed after royal supper and he finds himself in a dungeon, being beaten, hungry, thirsty, tormented by various insects, etc. So long as that dream lasts, it makes no difference whether he was in actuality a prince or not. So also at the time until this Brahmajnana dawns, we all suffer because what we think is what we are. So, but at the dawn of this knowledge, as soon as this knowledge comes, just as Sri Ramakrishna says, a room is in darkness for thousands of years and one ray of light, instantaneously the darkness vanishes. Atha martyah amrutah bhavati. Immortal becomes immortal. Please note carefully, according to Advaita, there is no mortality. No mortal being ever becomes immortal. But his thinking that I am mortal, I am not immortal, that becomes destroyed and he understands, all the time I have been immortal. And if you understand this, O Nachiketa, etavathi anushasanam, this much is the instruction, you don't need any more at all. So, Nachiketa, his mission is accomplished, he had received the instruction, he had practiced it, he knew that I am the Atman. Until now, I am searching for the Atman. I approached a guru and I asked him. He taught me, and then I obtained the Atman. I was thinking all these things, but I am and I will be ever the eternal Atman. So also anybody who is in the same condition like Nachiketa, fulfilling all the conditions, who wants only Shreyas, not Prayas, he will also exactly attain the same result, the destruction of Avidya Granthi. Then there are many sadhakas. Remember, in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks Krishna, "O Lord, this control of the mind is almost impossible, like trying to catch hold of wind. Vayu Riva Sudushkaram. So I do not see any hope." Then the Lord replies, that reply is based upon the answer of the Yamadharmaraja is giving now. What happens to a sadhaka when he has been practicing, he has not been able to reach the highest goal, and in between, will he lose what he lost, or what is going to happen to him? The short answer, Bhagavan Krishna says, is no, he, because of punya, and remember, punya can be obtained through punya karma, even greater punya can be obtained by upasana. So such a person goes to Brahmaloka, enjoys for a long time, then he will be reborn either in the family of very wealthy people, if still there are some desires for enjoyment or remaining, residing, or otherwise, athava yoginameva kulai bhavati dhimatam etadhi durlabhataram. So he will be born in a family, a purely spiritual family. Such families, we can understand, are extremely rare in this world. So such a person will be born, and in the next life or next life or next life, he will complete his sadhana, destroy all his old samskaras, becomes a full-fledged adhikari, sadhana chatushtaya sampanaha, and then there will be no return for him. He will attain to that supreme state of Videha Mukti or Jivan Mukti. That fact is based on this 16th mantra of the Katha Upanishad. So, Yamadharmaraja, before concluding, he wants to answer the unquestioned doubt of Nachiketa or any other spiritual aspirant. I will try my best. What if I have not reached the highest goal? In answer, Yamadharmaraja is continuing. Shatam chaika cha hridayasya nadyaha tasam murdhanam abhi nisrutaika taya urdhvamayan amrutatvameti vishvam anyaha utkramane bhavanti. Most beautiful mantra giving hope, assurance, inspiration and encouragement to every sadhaka. What does this mean? So, a peculiar theory is mooted here. According to our Upanishads, because this is a Upanishad, in the heart, not the physical heart, but the spiritual heart, there are hundreds of arteries are there. Even to speak them as arteries is a misnomer. What we need to understand is, it is nothing but a pathway. A nadi must be translated as a pathway. So, symbolically here, 101 pathways. It means really many, many pathways. Of these, there is one pathway, and in yogic terminology, it travels only in the Sushumna nadi, and only an advanced spiritual aspirant. Advanced means he almost attained what is called Savikalpa Samadhi. Such an advanced spiritual aspirant, when the time comes for his body to fall off, then his pranas, they enter into this. Prana means not merely pranas, the entire subtle and causal body. And remember, there would be no more physical body for such a person. This is called Krama Mukti. So such a person, what happens? Jivatma, almost enlightened, knocking at the door of Mukti, liberation. He entered into the first door. He has to enter outer door. He has to enter now the inner door. So he is knocking at the door, not able to open it. What happens to him? Remember, in the, I think, 16th mantra of Isavasya Upanishad, Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Apitam Mukham Sattattvam Poshana Pavaruno Satya Dharma Yadashtaye. So this aspirant, he has focused his mind. So what happens? His whole personality departs, traveling through the path of Sushumna, and it pierces. There is one doorway that is located on the very middle of the, on the top of the head. This is called Brahma Randhra, Brahma Nadi, Brahma Marga. So our scriptures extol and say, such a Jivatma exiting from that particular door, Brahma Randhra, it goes to Brahma Loka, and it removes the last obstruction, and along with Brahma, it merges in Parabrahma. This is called Krama Mukti or gradual liberation. For such a person, there is no return, but he would not immediately attain. In the middle, he goes to the Brahma Loka, stays for some time, and then along with Brahma, he attains. Of course, we say a little bit fun. There he attends Vedanta classes, advanced Vedanta classes. Brahmaji himself will be the teacher. Naturally, when Brahmaji himself is the teacher, the students have no option but to attain what is called Mukti. But this is called Krama Mukti, gradual liberation. Now, that is what is being said here. So, Hridayasya Shatancha Ekacha Nadyaha Santi. The heart has 101 nadis. There is no equivalent word. The word artery is a very misleading word. Pathway. Why 101? Because that one is the one which travels through the Sushumna path and then pierces the Brahmarandhra and gets out. And then attains to Brahmaloka. After some time, it attains it Brahma Jnana, it knows what it is. What about the other nadis, other pathways? Tasam Eka Murdhanam Apinisruta. Among these 101, one particular one alone goes up, and then through that, this sadhaka of whom we are speaking about, that Saguna Brahma Upasaka, he departs through that path, attains Brahma Loka. Then, what happens? Taya Urdhvam Ayan, having ascended to the highest sphere known in this dualistic world, and that is called Brahma Loka, it is also called Satya Loka. What happens? Amrutatvam Eti, he becomes immortal, that real immortality. What happens? There he completes his sadhana, removes all the obstructions. Obstructions are nothing but only strong desires. It is all completely destroyed, removed there in the satsanga of Brahmaji through classes, meditation, etc. Then there is no coming back for him. He is not going to come back. But this is the that one particular pathway that is called Eka. Then what about people? People means we are not talking about worldly people. We are talking about sadhakas. They are at various stages of spiritual development. So what will they do? They will depart through the other pathways. In brief, What are the other pathways? One goes through the eyes, one goes through the ears, one goes through the nose, one goes through the mouth, others go through the various apertures of the skin. What does it mean? One whose strongest desire, maybe he wants to see beautiful things, beautiful people, or wants to hear beautiful things, say for example, wonderful music, etc. Or there are people who are slaves to eating tasty food, or people who want to embrace tasty objects, desirable objects, or some people want to smell. There are so many categories are there, but all the desires are classified into these five. Any desire must fall within these five only. So he will depart through one of these apertures, but remember, he is a sadhaka. He will go to higher world, maybe Gandharva Loka, maybe Indra Loka, etc. Chandogya Upanishad describes them, that whichever loka he wants to go, he wants to go to Stri Loka or Sangeeta Loka or any other loka he wants, freely, unobstructed, he moves about it. So having enjoyed it, he will come back again. He will be born in a very appropriate higher environment, spiritual environment, and then continue again after death. If still desires are there, he will enjoy them, come back. That means he is slowly progressing, and a day will come. He will attain Savikalpa Samadhi, and then he will go only to Brahmaloka, and this is called the pathway of the Kramamukti. So what is the lesson we have to learn from this particular mantra, 16th mantra? No sadhaka is ever going to be destroyed. So this is what Bhagavan Krishna says, Name Bhaktaha Pranashyati Partha Pratijanihi. You just go on telling to everybody. Once a person becomes a genuine sadhaka, maybe because of certain strong desires, he might go here and there, but within a few births, he will progress in every birth, and ultimately, he will go to Brahmaloka, or if he is exceptionally great, he will here itself attain to that state. So, there is nothing to despair, nobody should get discouraged. Spiritual path is a path where a person never again falls down. He will always only move forward, either slowly or very fast. Either he will attain Krama Mukti, or he will attain Jivan Mukti or Videha Mukti. That is completely assured. Yamadharma Raja is in the best position to tell us what happens. So we have to trust Yamadharma Raja. After studying these things, we might think, okay, I am a sincere sadhaka, I want liberation, and here is the Brahma Gnani. Brahma Gnani Uttama is not Brahma with Varishtaha, Yamadharma Raja. And he is telling us, there is nothing for sadhakas like me to despair. Why not go through the Krama Mukti? Lest this idea should possess the sadhaka and make him indolent, lazy, postponing, and tries to move slowly, banata banata teri banajai. Sri Ramakrishna Swamisharadanji tells in his biography, the great master, Sri Ramakrishna never liked this idea, banata banata teri banajai. Slowly, 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 like a tortoise, I will be winning the race. That is true, a person will never lose, but we should not take it as an excuse to move very slowly forward. So it is only to encourage. Again, Yamadharma Raja is reminding whom? Persons like Nachiketa, all sincere sadhakas, even though I told you, no sadhaka will come to a undesirable end. Everybody is going to progress, but the best thing is to attain Jivan Mukti. And now, after having described the Krama Mukti, now Yamadharmaraja is concluding this in the 17th mantra, what is called warning people, your goal should be Jivan Mukti, not merely Krama Mukti. So he is telling, Angushta Matra Purusho Antaratma Sada Jananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha Tam Swat Sharirat Pravruhen Munjadiva Ishikam Dhairyena Tam Vidyat Shukram Amrutam Tam Vidyat Shukram Amrutam Iti. The Purusha, not larger than a thumb, the inner self, always dwells in the hearts of men. Let a man separate this Purusha, this Atman, from his body-mind complex with steadiness, dhairyena, as one separates the tender stalk from a blade of grass. Let him know that self as the bright, let him know that self as the bright one. So Yamadharmaraja doesn't want to encourage people or give them the scope for laziness. So what is he telling? That this Atman, that is one's own nature, has to be realized and as soon as possible. So he is telling how to do it. Do upasana. Upasana means deep, steadfast, unremitting concentration, meditation on the teachings, especially Mahavakya of the one's own guru, which is nothing but the real teachings of the scriptures. So what do the scriptures describe the Atman? Angushta Matraha is the of the size of a thumb. What does it mean? The Anoraniyan Mahato Mahiyan, smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. How can that Brahman, which is the greatest, which is the biggest in this world? Biggest means not comparative degree, but it is the biggest which contains everything. We have to understand the real meaning of this word, what is called biggest. So, if you take the example of clay and a pot, or a necklace and gold, a chair and wood. Let us take one of the examples. Here is clay, here is a pot. Which is Brahman? The cause is the greater. The effect is always gross, small, and the cause pervades all the effects. We have seen in Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Upanishad itself earlier. So, even the pot may be destroyed, but the clay will never be destroyed. When the pot is destroyed, what happens to it? It merely loses its nama and rupa, name and form, and goes back means that is also wrong, just remains as nothing but clay. So, Angushta Matra is the Purusha. Purusha here means what? Purisete iti Purusha. There are two meanings for this word Purusha. First of all, those who know a smacking of Sanskrit language should not understand Purusha means a male person. Here Purusha means Purisete. He who is pervading, indwelling as Antaratma in every object. And this is what we call in English language ness. Whenever we say chair ness or tableness, like the ness means the very cause, material cause of an object is called ness. Manliness, womanliness, goodness, evilness, etc. So this Puri Sete, Puri means in this Upanishad itself we have seen this body is compared to a city and that is having Ekadasha Dwara, 11 doors. In Bhagavad Gita, they said 9 doors. Navadvari Puri Dehi Naiva Kurvan Nakarayan. So, this he who indwells, that means not like water in a pot, not like a medicine in a bottle. It is he and out of whom this body mind has been expressing so that they can be experienced by us. So everything is nothing but the Purusha. The other meaning is that he who is pervading everywhere, he is not only internally pervading, he is externally also pervading everywhere. That is called Purusha. In other words, Purusha is another name for Atman, Purusha is another name for Brahman, Purusha is another name for Paramatma, Purusha is another name for Narayana, Shiva. That is the concept every Hindu has through these scriptures. But why he is described as of the size? Because if you understand the origin of our thoughts, they will be our mind. And the origin of the mind is in the heart. Because heart means buddhi. Buddhi means deciding factor. Deciding factor decides what the mind should do. So the decide factor buddhi, it commands the mind. This is my desire. I decided it. Now you execute it. So the mind calls prana. And this is our master's wish. You execute it. And then the prana, it invokes both the 10 sense organs, the external as well as the knowledge organs. Master wants, for example, he wants to take a walk. So, O legs, be energized by me and then start walking. So, this is how chain of commandment comes down. So, we are talking here, Hridaya means that buddhi where we can meditate. Sri Ramakrishna gives a very beautiful analogy. There is a rich man, Jamindar, and he has got a huge house. He has got a huge estate. He can be anywhere, anytime. But most of the time, where is he available? In the drawing room. Similarly, the heart is the place where God can be meditated most wonderfully. Sri Ramakrishna in Bengali says that this heart, Hridaya, the best jaga, this is the best place for meditation. For the sake of convenience of meditation, you imagine, that is what we do every day. When you close your eyes, where do you imagine your Ishta Devata? In your heart. And your heart is itself very small. Then where is that God's size there? Even smaller. This is for the facility of upasana, not really for the sake. That is why the angushta matraha are the words used of the size of a thumb. Immediately is called Purushaha. Purusha means he who is all pervading like Vishnu. And he is antaratma. Because when you contemplate him inside, he is the indweller. Antaha atma, antaratma. When you open your eyes and see him, Vishwarupa, then he is Bahiratma. He is both inside, outside, and you don't exist. There is no inside, outside, above and below, etc. Sada Jananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha. So, where is he available? In the heart. How is he available? As an object of your contemplation. When is he available? Sada. Even if you are a worldly person, you don't want to think about your own true self. It is always there, sustaining you, giving you energy, giving you the knowledge and making you happy. Everything is done by him. So this fact is being so beautifully expressed. Sada, always, janana, a people, hridaye, in the heart, sannivishtaha, hridaya, can be compared, as Sri Ramakrishna says, to a drawing room. You want to meet somebody, go to the drawing room and sit. In wherever the master is, he will come and meet you in the drawing room. He will not meet you in his kitchen, will not meet you in his bedroom. He will not take you to his toilet, but he will come, make you sit, or the peon will make you sit. And then, if the master is informed, He will come and meet you there. You can have hearty talk to him, whatever you want to speak with him. What does Imantra telling? That there is no need to despair, no need to go to Vaikuntha, no need to go to Kailasa. He is always there. And then what is he doing? This is most important for us. I gave you the analogy just now. You want to meet somebody and then you go and sit in his drawing room. But here, the good Lord is sitting in our hearts, that is the drawing room, and he is waiting for you. When is my child coming back to meet me? He is running here and there. He is rarely at home. He is roaming all over the world. So, but I will wait, because when my child gets tired, he will cry and then he will rush into my arms. Sri Ramakrishna puts it so beautifully. So mother has prepared the food, she is calling, but the child doesn't hear at all, completely merged in playing. But he becomes tired, he becomes hungry, then he throws all the playthings and rushes home into the lap. Ma, I am hungry, feed me. Mother has been waiting so long. There is a beautiful song written, composed by Swami Premeshananda, one of the beloved disciples of Holy Mother. Arupashayare Leela Lahari. The Divine Lord manifests even though he is Arupa, without form. He assumes a form and then he descends it as Krishna. That's why it is said, Jata Iva, Bhagavan Shankaracharya, in his introductory commentary to the Bhagavad Gita says, Jata Iva, Sambhava Iva. So as if born, as if taking this birth, Arupa Shayare Leela Lahari, Uthilo Mridula Karuna Bhai. So the last part of this song says, oh my child, the devotee is telling, oh my Lord, how long have I been waiting for you? Today I have been lucky to see you. And jache amar laho upahar, whatever I have, my life, my possessions, my wealth, my intellect, my everything, I offer at thy lotus feet. So this is what the devotee is thinking, that today I have seen God after such a long time, after such a long search. So laho upahar, I offer everything. Sapino jivan tabashe bhai, my whole life is offered to you as service to you. This was what the foolish child is thinking. But the inner meaning of that last sentence is, it is not the devotee who is telling, it is the Lord who is telling. Koto juga goto taba ashai, my child, in the hope of taking you into my hands, how many yugas I have been waiting. And today, aji, today, now, samshaya jato, all my doubts have been completely destroyed because you ran into my hands and I was almost despairing. Then what is the Lord telling? Out of his love for his child, that jache amar, oh my child, whatever I have, laho upahar, you take, I am giving you everything, because whatever I have, it is really yours. Sapino jivana tabasheva, if you become, if you turn to me, I'll give you myself. Then after giving myself, what do I do? If you become a jivan mukta, whole life, I will take your body and mind, possession of it, and I will be serving you. I will make you happy. Anyway, is a beautiful meditation on that beautiful song. If you have time, please go through it. What is that? Arupashayare Leela Lahari. So, what is this mantra? 17th mantra telling, through the mouth of the Yamadharma Raja, this God is available all the time. You don't need to travel anywhere. He is in your very heart as Antaratma. புருஷஹ அந்தராத்மா சதா ஜனானாம் ஹிருதயே சன்னிவிஷ்டா வெயிட்டிங் ஃபார் யூ. தென் வாட் டு டூ, வாட் இஸ் சாதனா? தம். அண்ட் தென் வாட் டிட் யூ டூ? யூ மிக்ஸுடு ஹிம் அப் வித் தி பாடி மைண்ட். யூ சே ஐ ஆம் தி பாடி மைண்ட் அண்ட் தி பாடி மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆத்மா. நவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு கேர்ஃபுல்லி, தெர் இஸ் எ கைண்ட் ஆஃப் கிராஸ், இட்ஸ் வெரி ஷார்ப், இட் கேன் ப்ரிக், இன்ஜர் அண்ட் ட்ரா பிளட் இஃப் யூ ஆர் நாட் கேர்ஃபுல். அண்ட் இன்சைட் தட் கிராஸ் ஸ்டாக் தெர் இஸ் எ வெரி சாஃப்ட் அண்ட் ஸ்மூத் மெட்டீரியல் விச் இஸ் எடிபிள், விச் கேன் பி ஈட்டன். அண்ட் மெனி இன்செக்ட்ஸ் அண்ட் அதர் திங்ஸ் ஐ ஹவ் சீன் தெம் ஈட்டிங். Even the chimpanzees and others also, great care they remove the outer stalk. So he is telling, tam purusham antaratmanam swat shariraat, from one's own body. Sva means swat, means from one's own. Shariraat, sharira means the body mind complex. Separate means discriminate. That is nitya anitya, atma anatma, viveka. Prav purhet, you separate the Atman. What does it mean? It is not a physical something. I am not the body, I am not the mind. How? Munjadi iva ishikam dhairyana. There is one type of grass, it is called munja grass. Very sharp and very prickly, and it can injure us. Ishikam, there is a stalk of that grass. In that stalk, there is a very small inner soft material, that is called ishikam, and you separate it. How? Dhairyena pravruhet means separate. How? It takes a long time, it takes all your concentration, and it takes all your patience, perseverance. Dhairyena pravruhet, separate the Atman. And once you know the Atman, naturally the question comes, what happens to the body and mind? Well, you will realize the body mind alone is not Atman, but the Atman is manifesting as a small part, the bodies and the minds of the whole universe. It contains every body. So the body mind, the whole world, is not separate from that, your own true nature. You are the Paramatma, you are every body, you are every mind. Not merely what you use to think, my body, my mind. And once a person, tam vidyat, at that time, vidyat means he will attain that knowledge. That vidyat means to know. He will have that knowledge. As soon as you separate, what do you know? What is the separation? I am not the body, that is separation. Body is gone. I am not the mind, separation has come. Once the separation has come from the three bodies, the gross, subtle and causal bodies, what remains is pure you, Atman. Atman means me. So that is the highest truth. Tam vidyat. So one should realize that I am that Atman. What type of Atman? Shukram, pure, ekam, advitiyam, akhandam, ajam, nityam, shashvatam. And Amrutam, I was never born, I was never immortal, I had no birth, I thought I had a birth. Like our dreams, every day we are having birth. In dream, we are born ourselves, we stay for some time, we play, we weep, we laugh, we enjoy, we suffer. As soon as we awake, we start laughing at the whole thing. So, that is what he says, Tam Vidyat, Shukram Amrutam. You are that Amruta, you are that Shukra pure. That means not you. I am that pure, I am that immortal. Once you have that knowledge, you are free. Now notice the 17th mantra, Tam Vidyat Shukram Amrutam, Tam Vidyat Shukram Amrutam Iti. Twice, it is repeated. Why is it repeated? In our scriptures, that is the Sampradaya, when the scriptural teaching comes to an end, then it is to indicate it's over. So, in the first class, now today's class is over. Second class, today's class is over. Last class, the whole teaching is over. To and make us understand this is repeated twice. So, Angustamatraha Purusha Antaratma Sada Jananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha Munjat Ishikam Iva Swat Sharirat Tam Dhairyena Pravruhet Tam Shukram Amrutam Vidyat Tam Shukram Amrutam Vidyat. So, that is why there is one mudra. There are so many mudras. Bharatanatya is full of mudras. There is one mudra called, it is called Chin Mudra or Gnana Mudra. If you notice, it will be like this. Chin Mudra will be like this. So, the thumb and then the pointing finger become one. The other three fingers become separate. What does it mean? These five fingers, this is Angushta. That's Angushta Matraha. This Angushta is representative of Paramatma. This pointing finger is our Ahankara called Jivatma. When this knowledge occurs, the Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam takes place. So, the Stula Sharira Talak, Sukshma Sharira Talak and Karana Sharira Talak. Earlier, it is like that four. The Jivatma, I am the cross body, subtle body, causal body. Now, Talak, Talak, Talak. That means, what happens to these three? I realize, I am not merely one single body, one single mind, but I am the whole universe. That is called Vishwarupa Sandarshana Yoga, Darshana Yoga. With this, we have come to the end of the Brahma Vidya teaching by Yamadharma Raja to apt disciple called Nachiketa. And it is concluded with this assurance. This is the 18th mantra, last mantra. Mrutya proktam nachiketo atha labdhva vidyam etam yoga vidhincha krishnam brahma prapto virajo abhut vimrutyuhu anyopi evam yo vidad adhyatma meva. What does it mean? Having received this wisdom taught by the king of death, the entire process of yoga, Nachiketa became free from impurities and death and attained Brahman, realized I am Brahman. Only Nachiketa? No. Anybody, thus it will be also with any other sadhaka. Who knows in Nachiketa's manner, if he fulfills sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, then like Nachiketa, he should not want prayas, he should want only Shreyas. That means this is what we call is the ultimate goal of life, Parama Purushartha, and that is what we have to understand. And with this, the Upanishad has come. So, what is the telling? Mrutyu Proktam. So, this teaching was taught by Mrutyu. Here, Mrutyu means Mrutyunjaya. He who tells, this is how you can conquer me. Like Bhishma telling to Arjuna, how he can be killed by Arjuna. Nachiketaha labdhva. So having obtained from, obtained means realized after hearing, etam vidyam, and then this highest knowledge, and the means of attaining that, yoga vidhincha krishna, completely. Brahma prapta. Obviously, he went, practiced like Totapuri, taught to Sri Ramakrishna, and then he entered into Nirvikalpa Samadhi, realized I am that Brahman, Brahma Praptaha. Then Virajaha, he became completely free from Avidya Mala Grandhi. Then Abhut Vimrutyuhu, he conquered death. And then only Nachiketa has done that, nobody else. Millions of people in the past have attained to the same state. So many are attaining even now. In future, millions again will attain. Whoever understands this teaching, practices them sincerely, by the grace of God, by the grace of the Atman, he will be given that knowledge. What is that knowledge? Aham Brahmasmi Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. That is what being told. Anyaha yah api, whoever it be so, a sincere sadhaka, eva adhyatmam evam eva vit, In this manner that has been taught in this Upanishad, Brahma Prapto Nachiketa Eva Bhavati. He will also become a Nachiketa, a blessed person, a fortunate person. So with this, Upanishad is concluded. Now, I said that I will give a small summary, and if you have been hearing with interest and with concentration, you would have known. But still it is our tradition, and it is not a tradition really, but every good teacher must summarize to remind, like Sutra Praya. This Katha Upanishad belongs to Katha Shaka, means branch of Krishna is your Veda. Katha Rishi received this Katha Upanishad or Kathaka Upanishad. He was a disciple of Vaishampayana, and Vaishampayana was a disciple of Vedavyasa himself. This Katha Upanishad comprises of two chapters, each containing three sections. So there are two chapters and three sections, 6 sections, and all together in all 6 sections there are 119 mantras are there. And this Upanishad is in the form of a dialogue between Lord Yama, the teacher, and Nachiketa, the disciple. As I remember, Yamadharma Raja is a Brahma Gnani, a Sadguru, a real teacher. And Nachiketa represents, like Arjuna, a very sincere sadhaka. The Upanishad starts with a Shantipata Sahana Vavatu. That means, O Lord, we have been chanting it in every class, that, O Lord, by thy grace, you make this teaching fruitful, protect us, so that we have physical health, intellectual health, spiritual health, and may we understand each other, may we become nourished with this teaching, may we become greatly benefited by this teaching, may we both obtain that communication skill for the teacher to communicate and for me, for the disciple, to grasp without the least bit of doubt, and then both of us will ultimately by thy grace attain liberation. That is indicated by three times uttering Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. That means Talak, Talak, Talak. Ultimate Shanti is, I am not the gross body, I am not the subtle body, and I am not as well the causal body. So what is the meaning of the Upanishad? Upa, Ni, Sat. According to Shankaracharya, Upa means approach very near. Whom? The Atman. Through the teaching of the teacher, Upanishad. And then if you really approach, as a piece of dry wood approaches the fire, here approaching means falls into the fire, completely gets burnt. So also the sadhaka, when he approaches this teaching of the scripture called Upanishad, that is called, Upa means Brahman or Atman, he becomes one with Brahman, like a piece of wood becomes one with fire, like a piece of dry paper becomes one with the fire. That is the meaning of Upa, means near, means becoming one. Ni means completely. Sat means the individuality will be destroyed, only the universality will remain. We know the story. There was a person called Vajasravasa. He wanted to go to heaven, and according to the scriptural injunction, he started performing a yajna, but he was not fulfilling the conditions of the yajna. Then he had a son called Nachiketa. He observed it and he wanted to correct his father. So he said, you have to give away everything. I also belong to you. Give me away. This is the main story. Then the father got angry, said, I will give you to death. What is the inner meaning? There is a sadhaka. His mind is impure, and so he is still clinging to worldliness. But after some time, by God's grace, he understood this clinging itself is the greatest obstacle. I cannot progress unless I give up this clinging. Then he becomes true spiritual aspirant called Nachiketa. The very word Nachiketa means he wants to know or obtain true knowledge. So approaching death means what? One must be able to give up the gross, subtle and causal bodies. That is called death. Separate oneself from everything that is the non-self, and this knowledge can come only through the mouth of a guru, that is the sampradaya. So this is the antarartha, that the father and son were not two separate physical beings, but a sadhaka in progress. Earlier he misunderstood, later on he understood rightly, and his whole character has changed. Then he approached a Sadguru, having come to know even this going to heaven, etc., are also very temporary things. It doesn't really bring about true peace, true joy will not come. Then this person approaches a Sadguru. A Sadguru is one who conquered death, because he knows, I am not born, so therefore I am not going to die. So this Yamadharma Raja symbolizes a Sadguru, a Brahma Jnani, Shrestha Brahma Jnani. That is to say, without the help of a guru, nobody can obtain. Then Nachiketa approached him, and then you ignore the other part of the story. Nachiketa says that I want only Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge. Then Yamadharma Raja tempts him to test him whether he became a real adhikari with sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. What are they? Viveka, vairagya, shamadamadi, shat sampatti, and finally tivra mumukshutvam, what Sri Ramakrishna calls intense yearning for God realization. So he tempted him with the highest heaven, which is called Brahmaloka. But like the droppings of a crow, Nachiketa has completely dropped off everything. Then the Sadguru begins his teaching. Always Sadguru says, this is the goal. And then this must be the first step. This is the second step. This is the third step. So Yamadharma Raja started saying, described, there is a mantra. I will initiate you into the mantra. And that is the essence of all the scriptures. And that is called Om. This Om is the only doorway. You want to go to Brahma Loka or Saguna Brahma, or you want to go to Nirguna Brahma. For both doorways, one single key, and that is called this Akshara Om. That's why it is called Akshara. Na Aksharatiti Aksharaha. Having tested, he initiates him into Omkara. That means you do Upasana. Having done this Upasana, for a long time, we have to assume, the story is finished only in few sentences, we have to assume that slowly the man was advancing. So he tells that you must control your mind. For that purpose, Yamadharma Raja gives a beautiful analogy. What is the analogy he gives? This body is like a chariot, and life is nothing but a journey. It is a journey from a lower state of consciousness to a higher state. It is a journey from avidya to pure vidya. So for that one must control the mind. So he gives, just as some horses are there, they must be well controlled. So this analogy, comparing the body to a chariot, our indriyas to the horses, and then the controlling power to the mind, and the deciding power to the buddhi. If a person is equipped with sadhana chatushtaya sampatti, ultimately he will reach that wonderful goal. Then what is that goal? Yamadharma Raja gives, we have discussed, I will give you just a few of important things. This effulgent Atman is never born nor dies. It doesn't have a cause and it doesn't have an effect. It is birthless, deathless, decayless, growthless. It's not afflicted when the body is afflicted. If the killer thinks that the Atman kills, and if the person who is being killed thinks that he is being killed, both of them do not know the truth. This Atman does not kill and is not killed. For what reason? Because there are no two. All that exists is one. Atman is smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. It's available in the minds of all living beings as Antaratma, as we have seen just now. But only a desireless one understands the glory of the Atman through the calmness of the sense organs and becomes free from grief. This Atman, while sitting, travels far. While resting, it goes everywhere. Who other than the knower of Atman is capable of understanding this effulgent Atman, which is endowed with joy and free from all sorrow? Having understood the Atman, which is bodiless amidst the bodies, changeless among the changing ones, which is the big, which is all-pervasive, the wise person does not grieve. Okay, this Atman cannot be attained through mere recitation of the Vedas, neither through mere memory, nor through mere repeated listening. For an intense seeker, this Atman must itself reveal its own nature. This is called, without God's grace, it is impossible. So then, the second chapter, the Yamadharmaraja says, why is it all beings have this Antaratma, but they do not turn their attention towards the Atma? So this famous mantra is there, the self-existent Lord destroyed every being as it were by making the sense organs turn extrovert outside, but kaschid dhiraha, some rare person of discrimination, desiring immortality, having turned away his sense organs from sense objects, recognizes the Atman through the Upadesha given by Sadguru. And this person attains Brahma Jnana. What is the result of Brahma Jnana? Just as pure water poured into pure water becomes absolutely one. So, the contemplative of the Atman, the person who knows the truth, becomes one with the Paramatman. This Atman is everywhere, it is Sarvavyapi. So, that is the truth. Then, Brahman in the third valli, Brahman Urdhvamolam Vakshakaha. So, that Brahman is the cause of the entire universe. The entire universe is nothing but the manifestation of Brahman through name and form. So, it is the Brahman who creates, it is the Brahman who maintains, Brahman which again takes everything back. And anyone who is fit, he can know Brahman and, like Nachiketa, become free. Nachiketa acquired this knowledge along with the method of yoga from Sadguru Lord Yama. He, through practice, attained Brahman, became free, became immortal. And anyone else who knows this indwelling self can also attain similarly, like Nachiketa, to Brahman and become free. I will just hint you a few memorable mantras from this Katha Upanishad. Najayate mriyate va vipaschit nayam kutaschit na bhuvakaschit ajo nitya shashvatoyam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire hantachet manyate hantum hatashchen manyate hatam ubhautau na vijanito nayam hanti nahanyate anoraniyan mahato mahiyan atma asya jantoh nihito guhayam tamakratu pashyati vitashoko dhatu prasadat mahimanam atmanaha asino duram rajati shayano yati sarvatah kastam madamadam devam madanyo gnatum arhati asariram sarireshu anavasteshu avasthitam mahantam vidum vibhum atmanam matvadhiro nashochati atmanam pradhitam viddhi shariram radhamevatu buddhintu saradhim viddhi mana pragrahamevacha uttishtata jagrata prapyavaran nibodhata kshurasya dhara nishita duratyaya durgam patastat kavayo vadanti. Then what is the end? Yathodakam shuddhe shuddham asiktam padrudega bhavati evam munehi vijanatha atma bhavati Gautama. Nityo anityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman tam atmastam e anupashyanti dhiraha tesham shantihi shashvati na itaresham. சதா ஜனானாம் ஹிருதயே சன்னிவிஷ்டா தம் ஸ்வாத் சரீராத் பிரவுருஹேன் முஞ்சாதிவ இஷிகாம் தைரியேணா தம் வித்யாத் சுக்ரம் அமிர்தம் தம் வித்யாத் சுக்ரம் அமிர்தமிதி. ஓம் சஹனாபவது சஹனோ புனக்து சஹவீரியம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம் தத்சத். ஸ்ரீராமகிருஷ்ணார்ப்பணமஸ்து. மே ஸ்ரீராமகிருஷ்ணா, ஹோலி மதர் அண்ட் சுவாமி விவேகானந்தா பிளெஸ் அஸ் ஆல் வித் பக்தி, விவேகா, வைராக்யா அண்ட் ஜானம்.